escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, again, live from Houston Methodist Training Center for Houston Texans Training Camp. We're actively in a special teams time where guys are working on stuff. Right now, it seems like the punt return.
The punt going on.
But it's not returning straight up. It is they're working on making sure that they keep things clean, protecting that goal line if a punt is going to get down, you know, making sure that they are not. Or actually making sure that the punt gunners can actually get, you know, stop the ball before it goes into the end zone and pin guys within the five. But then also from your punt returners, hoping that they can do a little work to make sure that other teams aren't able to do that.
Right.
Obviously, that's
right.
The give and take of it all. But, yeah, we're trying to keep you abreast of anything that's happening out here on the field. We'll do our damnedest. Somebody was saying that Reggie's in the practice, getting there, seeing my reactions to things that are happening live. I'm trying. Got binoculars out here and everything so that we can give you the best reactions to all the things that are happening with your Texans. But let's talk more about this Texans. The offense already looked good in the first team kind of activities. And, oh, we got flags on the field.
The gunner caught the ball for the punt for Berrios. He moved Berrios out of the way and downed the ball by catching it. That's against the rules.
All right, J-Rock. That's the rookie J-Rock, Jalen Smith. So, yeah. Hey, have a little fun. It's cool. But let's get this work in, young fella. But let's talk, like I mentioned, let's talk about this offense, and I feel like this is an interesting setup that you have from here, Lopez. If Nick Caley, Cole Popovich, Jarrod Johnson, all the people that are involved, the heavy hitters on this offense, can fix one thing to make it better for the Texans, how much better will they be? And I'm interested in what the one thing is for you.
Well, you one of your idols is Warren Sharp, right?
Idol is not the word that I would use there, but I do appreciate Warren Sharp's work.
He had what to me, and maybe you've seen it, and we talked about this red zone efficiency, et cetera, here and there. But he had a stat that just blew me away. And I'm thinking, if the Texans can just fix this with this defense, with, you know, the amount of precedent and struggles that they've had in the red zone last year. Well, let me lay it out this way. Warren Sharp mentioned that 73% of all touchdowns last year, that's a big number.
It's a big number. I can't agree.
Came inside the red zone. So 73% of the touchdowns scored last year came inside the red zone. Not big plays, et cetera, not turnovers, pick sixes, et cetera. And the best QBs in the red zone last year were Baker Mayfield, ranked number one, Lamar Jackson, and Bo Nix, number three. C.J. Stroud, and this is what blew me away, ranked 29th. 29th. In red zone touchdowns. If they can just fix that, he ranked right behind Joe Flacco and right ahead of Daniel Jones on this list.
That's not the company you would like to keep.
That is not. And so as much as we're all talking, now clearly offensive line comes into play.
Huge.
Running game comes into play. Offensive system comes into play. Play calling comes into play. All of it. So if you're looking at this, if they can just fix – if he just ranks 15th in red zone touchdowns, how good is this team going to be, considering the defense and everything? Just 15th.
A lot better. I need to get the stat because as you were mentioning this, I'm like, okay, I know that the red zone conversion rate, I can get you the actual number on that. But anecdotally, just talking about – we were talking about – I was rewatching the Titans game, week 13, right, mm-hmm. recently. The reason why the Titans were able to go win that game, the Texans got down the field a decent amount. They just traded 7-for-3 time and time and time again. And your defense, especially if they're going to be a turnover defense, which, again, they're already doing the work. They're laying the foundation for that here, knowing that they did it last year. We know that they're capable of it. You're going to have opportunities to have short fields, and it's just incumbent on your offense to get the, you know, get the yards that's necessary and punch the football in there. You can end games quicker. You can put up very good game slates, right? And put the kind of game flow and game state in a place where you place pressure on your opponents, mm-hmm. force them into bad places, which accentuates the ability of your defense or the efficacy of your defense. Like, this is going to be incredibly necessary. And it starts with, I mean, not just starts, it hinges on all those things you talked about. Offensive line, clearly, because there was a number of times where I can think of where you get sacked out of the red zone.
Yes.
Or, you know,
boy, how many times did we see that?
Because it's easier to defend in the red zone. There's less field to cover. And now I imagine for secondaries and maybe even for defensive coordinators, or rather not. Yeah, for secondaries, one, we don't have to cover as much.
Yeah.
But for front sevens, we can send extra.
Yep.
We can pin our ears back because we know what you're doing in these circumstances. Plus, you end up in third and long a lot of times anyways. And so, yeah, that ends up being a big, big issue. And now it feels like you have more opportunities to jump ball. That was why it was really good seeing yesterday with them working red zone. And it looks like they're working out of their red zone, under the shadow of their end zone. But working red zone, seeing a number of guys get in the end zone, seeing Jaden Higgins go up for a jump ball, even though he didn't come down with the football going up against Z's and Jalen Petrie. Those types of things are going to be very, very instrumental in making sure that you have an opportunity to get touchdowns, turn drives into sevens, rather threes or even turnovers.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, it blew me away. I mean, quarterbacks that ranked ahead of him in red zone touchdowns, Mac Jones.
McCorkle Jones didn't even play that many games. He came in with when Trevor Lawrence was hurt.
Russell Wilson, Derek Carr, Cooper Rush. They all ranked higher than C.J. Stroud in red zone touchdown efficiency. So clearly, as we've been talking about, it's more than just C.J. Stroud. It's everything. But I'm wondering also, when you start talking about this offense and the use of tight ends, you know, this is something we've been talking about a lot. They will be out there. In fact, they're out there right now with two tight ends on the same side of the line of scrimmage. You have this type of set, two tight ends and a big receiver in Nico and another big receiver in Higgins. All of a sudden, maybe personnel, and maybe this was some of the marching orders that Nick Caserio gave himself in terms of, we got to be better in the red zone, using more tight ends, two or three big receivers. I mean, just get to 15. I'm not greedy, and this team could go places.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. The being very open to 12 personnel and hopefully being more effective with it will help. One of the things that we've kind of been excited about, in fact, we mentioned it in the break here, we saw Luke Lachey end up as the outside guy on the right side. I think also being variable with your personnel and giving defenses different looks that they don't expect when you step out there onto the line is going to be big. And because, I mean, sometimes when it comes to football, it's simply forcing the defense into situations that they don't like, forcing them into matchups that they don't like. And so I think that should be helpful as well. Hey, you come out and we go, all right, well, that's 12. We know that there's going to be two tight ends. We know that there's going to be wide receivers. And then you end up looking at a tight end on the outside and a wide receiver in a place that you're not expecting. And now you have to consider how you're going to defend this. And you might end up in a place where you leave open what Nick Caley and this offense is looking for. But on top of that, I do want to ask you, how do you feel about your red zone targets? Like, who do you, in your mind, do you think of, we're going to this guy in the moments where we need a catch? Because I think Nico Collins clearly stands out with that.
For sure.
We saw him go up and get the ball. We know that he can hand fight and, you know, come down with 50-50 balls. Who are those other guys that you feel confident at, especially when you talk about throwing? We're talking about C.J. Stroud and his completion percentage in the red zone and ability to convert. Who are those guys that you think that he will be able to trust to get the football to in those moments? Because those are the spaces in football that it really condenses your targets that you can really, really trust.
I think number 81 in your program is going to be integral. That's Jaden Higgins. You know, another big guy, could put him opposite. Obviously, as I mentioned, the two tight ends. Cade Stover getting love from the very, very, you know, start, before camp even started. This is going to be, you know, this is going to be important for Cade Stover down in the red zone. And by the way, right on cue, I was about to read a text from the 832. Another thing that killed him in the red zone, penalties. And they just had a penalty, a pre-snap penalty here coming out of the red zone. So, yeah, penalties as well.
And real unfortunate for a guy who needs to make sure that he's on it. That's Blake Fisher there, right, who's competing at right tackle.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, that was at least that's the one that I saw.
Yeah, no, it was.
Okay, just want to make sure. But, yeah, his name came up kind of interestingly enough when Nick Caserio sat down with Payne and Pendergast this morning. We'll talk about that as well. But, yeah, no, that will be very huge for this team. I think you can change a lot of the way that the game is played. If you take the opportunities, which were numerous last year, and actually convert on them, you apply a different level of pressure. And that hopefully that would mean there's a different level of execution from this team, and that's what we're all looking forward to this season. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 out at Training Camp 2025. Coming up next, let's get into our question of the day here as we're, you know, moving on the program. What's one thing that you would change about where you work? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.